I don't know that there's ever been an exhibit like this where the exhibit opens, and it opens in Chicago, which is wonderful. I'm talking about the Obama exhibit. And then it gets all this buzz, and it kind of becomes those images, I think, we are going to see for the rest of our lives. When we think about the Obamas, when we see the Obamas, it's an exhibit at the Art Institute of Chicago now. And on the telephone with me is the Executive Director of Public Relations, Katie Murphy. Hi, Katie.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on.
Am I right about that? I mean, those images, it's weird because the images have become iconic already. I could picture them in my mind. Maybe it's all the billboards I've seen around town, even before I've seen the exhibit. In truth, I don't know, but they stick to you somehow. Have you heard that as well?
It has had an incredible impact on the people seeing it. And I know that for me, I'm very lucky to have been through the exhibition now. I can't even count the number of times, but it feels special when you're in that room and you are looking at these two paintings and seeing them together for the first time has a pretty extraordinary, it really hits you, like the scale of them, how just everything about them. And I think I have to agree that this is something that will maybe define a moment for Chicago and the Art Institute and the Obamas together for quite a while.
This was organized by the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery, and yes, it's in Chicago right now, but you only have a limited time to see it here before this exhibit bounces from city to city to city. When we think about, or at least when I think about presidential portraits, I think about the president and the first lady together in the same portrait. Is this a first, or am I just, it could be, I'm wrong a lot. Are there other examples where they are not together?
Most of them are not together. There are portraits where the presidents and first ladies have been together, but for the official portraits, they are always individuals.
Well, that's what
And
I
they're.
said. I'm wrong a lot, and this is yet another example of that. So when we see, can you describe, because radio is theater of the mind, just briefly describe each of these, and I bet people will say, oh yeah, I've already seen that somewhere.
Well, one of the really, it's pretty interesting because it's very unique for a president, for a presidential and first lady portrait. For example, Kende Wiley's portrait of Barack Obama has him sitting in a chair, sort of leaning slightly forward, but the chair is surrounded by foliage, and there are flowers around him representing different places in his life. For example, the chrysanthemums in the portrait are the official flower of Chicago. The jasmine evokes Hawaii, where he spent most of his childhood. And there are African blue lilies that hearken to his Kenyan father. So he's very grounded, very serious, but it's not what you would expect from a presidential portrait, but it really is something that I think speaks to Obama. With Amy Sherald's painting, for example, she is, it almost looks as though she's floating in the sky, maybe even with with a blue background behind her. She's wearing a dress that Amy Sherald picked out very deliberately as a reference to a kind of
Well,
picking some
hello,
chickpeas
hello.
that
You
is
keep,
grown.
you know what? Unfortunately, Katie, you keep breaking up there.
Oh,
And
I'm so sorry.
that's okay. That's okay. Not quite sure what to do about it. Maybe you can move to a better location or something to that effect as we
Is this
talk.
better?
Yes, I could hear you now, as they say.
Okay,
So
good. I will just stand right here until we're done speaking then.
don't breathe. So
Yes.
tell me a little about the artist, I'm sorry, involved in all this.
So Kende Wiley is an African American artist who has really looked at traditional portraiture with sort of grandiose expectations, but then put black subjects into those portraits wearing clothes that they would be wearing today. So his work is very much like these classical, almost royal portraits, but taking modern subjects and placing them in. So they're really thinking about representation. Amy Sherald is also an African-American artist who chooses Black subjects as her subject matter and typically has a more stark, like a plain background with bright colors. And very often the skin is gray because she wanted to sort of take away from the color of the skin as being the focal point, more having Black subjects with color around them.
Oops. Apparently you know how to swim, Katie, because it sounds like you're underwater. So tell me how people can see the exhibit.
So basically they can purchase tickets at arctic.edu, the Art Institute's website. And we are open until 6 p.m. on Mondays. Thursdays and Fridays we're open until 9 p.m. And from what I'm understanding, those evening hours are the best time to come. Members can come at any time from 10 to 6 and from 11 to 6 on Mondays and Saturdays and Sundays.
Okay, again, that website is www.artic.edu. That's the Art Institute of Chicago. And while I could still hear you okay, is there anything else that we could see at the Art Institute that's new, different, or exciting?
Well, I have to say that I'm really in love with the Bisa Butler exhibition that is at the museum right now. It is upstairs in our Michigan Avenue building where you would normally see El Greco. And it is a series of quilts by a woman who creates portraits of Black subjects using only textiles.
All right. It sounds great. ARTIC.edu. It is the internationally renowned, for a reason, Art Institute of Chicago. The Obama portraits are there through what date? Because this is not going to be there for 20 more years. It's through what day?
Oh, I know. And who knows if this opportunity to see them together in this way will ever happen again. August 15th is when we close, and then they head off to the Brooklyn Museum.
And there is a way, I understand there is a way to do this virtually if you feel uncomfortable going to the museum?
Yes. If you go to our website, there are on our front page, if you click through to the exhibition, there are all different ways of interacting with the exhibition, seeing different programming that we've done, showing the exhibition digitally. It's a great supplement to actually visiting the museum, but it's also a way to do it if you're not able to attend.
Excellent. Katie Murphy, Executive Director for Public Affairs at the Chicago Art Institute. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, and I'm sorry about the connection.
It happens. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time on a Sunday. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thanks.